Today's Amud is Tainis Tazayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on to Tazayin Amud Aleph, four lines from the top, by the two dots, Rechayv Teva. So says the Gemara that Rechayv Teva, Vesakim, Efer, Kvura, Umayriya, Simen. This is a simen for the different topics that we're going to discuss in this Gemara. So says the Gemara, first, that Lama Yaitzin L'Rechayv. So the Gemara is going to really go through all the different details that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that during the last seven fasts that we would fast for a drought, so it says that they did all different things that they didn't typically do by the other fasts. One thing that they did was they would take the sefer out to the town square and they would daven in the town square. So ask the Gemara, Lama Yaitzin L'Rechayv, why did they go out to the Rechayv? Why did they daven in the town square? Why did they daven outside? Says the Gemara that Rechiya bar Abba explained, Leimar, it was as if to say, Za'aknu bitzina v'loina'anenu. We tried, we davened in shul, we davened in private, and we weren't answered. Nevaza atzmenu, so come, let's go embarrass ourselves, let's disgrace ourselves before Hesia in public. We'll daven outside and we'll embarrass ourselves, and maybe b'schus, our embarrassment, will get answered. The Ben Yishchai and the Ben Yoyada explains that why is it embarrassing to daven outside? It's not. Some people prefer to daven outside. A lot of people Friday night, they like davening Kabbalah Shabbos outside. So why is it embarrassing to daven outside? The Ben Yishai explains in the Ben Yoyada, it was specifically over here when they're davening because of some sort of tzara, in this case a drought. So then the Goyim are going to see, oh, what happened? I thought you Jews say that you're so close to Hashem and that Mikamcha Yisrael, and I see that Hashem's not listening to you. So that's the embarrassment. That's the embarrassment of davening outside when you're davening for a tzara. It could be embarrassing to daven outside, and the Meiri explains that the purpose of embarrassing ourselves is so that it gets us to daven with more kavana. So therefore, we weren't answered a bitzina, so we go outside and we daven b'var hefya. That was what Rav Chiya bar Abba explained, that that's the pshat in this minug. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish said a different pshat, it's galinu, galusenu mechaperes aleinu, that it's as if to say we're exiling ourselves, and our galus should be mechaper, the schus of our galus of being uncomfortable, of exiling ourselves to a place that we're not typically used to, so that itself is a kapara. Mai benayu, what's the nafkamino? If it's in order to embarrass ourselves, or else galus? Let's say to go from one shul, the shul that they usually davened in, and to go to a different shul instead. Is that a kiyum of this din of going out to the rechayv? So if the pshat is to embarrass ourselves, that the goyim should see us, so then you're not going to accomplish that from going from one shul to another shul. However, if the tachlis was just in order to be mekayim galus, a din of galus, of exiling ourselves, so then l'chayr you could be mekayim that even from going from one shul to another, so that would be the nafkamina. V'lama maitziya nesateva, l'rechayv v'shalir. Now why did they take the Aron Kodesh into the town square with them? Why did they take the Aron Kodesh out? Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Leimer, it's as if to say that kli tzanua hayolanu v'nizbaze b'avinenu, that we had a kli tzanua, we had the Sefer Torah, which is kept locked away. It's a kli tzanua, the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is kept locked away. We had a kli tzanua, and it was disgraced because of our averis, because our averis caused the Sefer Torah to be disgraced. So even this Gemara, Big Yisoy, the Devar Chaim points out, and Tshuva's Devar Chaim, and Chelek Aleph, Yerodea, Simen Nuntes, that you see that when the Sefer Torah gets disgraced, it's because of our veris. It's our veris that caused the Sefer Torah to be disgraced. Nafkamini says that it could be that this Gemara, our Gemara right here, that this is the makar for the minhag that many have to fast if Chas V'Shalom Sefer Torah would fall down. Because if there's a Sefer Torah that gets disgraced, it's because of Avinenu, it's because of our veris. And that's obviously something to fast for. Says the Devar Chaim, this Gemara would be the makar to fast if something happens, chas v'shalom, to a Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, v'lamem mischasim b'sakim. Now why do we put on sackcloth? So now, nowhere in our Mishnah does it say that we put on sackcloth. Rashi says, but it says it in Yerushalmi. In Yerushalmi it brings that we put on sackcloth. There seems to be a raya that the Bavli had the Yerushalmi in front of them when they wrote the Bavli. And therefore they commented on this, that Yerushalmi says that we put on sackcloth. Now why do we put on sackcloth? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Leimar, Hare anu chashuvin kebehema. To say that we view ourselves, we're like a behema. We haven't been acting properly, we're like a behema. What shaykh is a behema to sackcloth? Because sackcloth is typically made out of goat here. It's typically made out of the hair of a goat. And therefore, we're saying that we're like a behema. We mentioned in the Mishnah that they would put ashes on top of the Aron Kodesh. Why did they do that? Amar Rav Yehuda ben Pazdi, Kolaymar, as if to say, Imay Anoichi Betzara. The Torah is like a representation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, a race of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chadu. And therefore, when we put the ashes on top of the Aron Kodesh, it's as if to say that Hashem's also with us in this Tzara. And just like we're putting on the ashes, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, is also putting on the ashes. Rish Lakish Amar, a different Pshat, or a different Pasuk, he says from the Pasuk of Bechol Tzarasam, Loi Tzar. At any time there's a Tzara, there's also Tzara to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, and also the same idea. Am Reb Zera, says Reb Zera, that Mireish ki avachazena lula Rabbanan. Originally, the first time when I saw the Rabbanan, the Yahavi Efer Mikla Gabi Teva, I saw them put ashes on top of the Aron Kodesh, and Mizdazeya likule gufe, and my whole body shook. I was in so much tsar from having to see such a thing that they were putting ashes on the Aron Kodesh that my whole body started to shake. The mission also mentioned that every individual would put ashes on top of their own heads. Why did we put ashes on top of our own heads? Pligi Barav Levi Barchama Rabbi Chanina. It's a machlokes between Rabbi Levi Barchama and Rabbi Chanina. We don't know who said what, but Chana Amar, one of them said that the reason why we put ashes on our heads is as if to say, Hare anu chashuvin lefanecha ke'efer, that we're like dirt, we're like ashes in front of you. V'chana Amar, the other one says, is kedesh yizgur lanu afresh al Yitzchak, to remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu of the schos of Akedas Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak. So either you see from here that Yitzchak Taka was burnt and then maybe he was brought back to life, or maybe it's because Avraham Avinu davened that it should be as if Yitzchak was burnt, but this is somehow a zecher to the Efer, to the ashes of Yitzchak Avinu, and this is Ma'ir, this Chus Avis. So Ma'i Benayi, what's the Nafkamina? If it's to say that we're Chashuv in Lafanechak Efer, that we're Chash, that we consider ourselves in front of you like Efer, or it's to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of the Zchus of Yitzchak, of Akedas Yitzchak, what's the Nafkamina? Ika Beinayu Afar Stam. Could you use dirt? Is it Afka ashes, or could you also use Afar Stam? Could you also use dirt? So if the Pshad is because we're saying that we're Chashav to Kadosh Baruch like nothing, so then you could also use dirt. Ashes, dirt would be the same in this context. However, if it's to Kaviyachal remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of Akedas Yitzchak, to be Ma'ir Zchus Avais, so then it's going to be Dafka ashes, it's not going to be dirt. Now, Lama Yoytel and Beis HaKfaris. So this also, nowhere in our Mishnah does it say that we go to the Beis HaKfaris on the Tainis. But this also comes from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says that on the Tainis they would go and they would daven to the Beis HaKfaris. They would go to the cemetery. So why did they go to the Beis HaKfaris? Says the Gemara, Pligi Ba, Rav Levi Barchama, Rabbi Chanina. Again, a machlokes between Rav Levi Barchama and Rabbi Chanina, and we don't know who said what. Chad Amar, one of them explained, Hare Anu Chashuvin Lafanecha Kameisim. That we go to the Beis HaKvaris as if to tell Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're considered like Mesim. V'chad Amar, and one of them said, K'dei Yivakshu Aleinu Mesim Rachamim, that the Mesim should daven for us. Ma'i Benayu, what's an Afkamina? Ike Benayu Kivri Akum. An Afkamina would be Kivri Akum, to go to a Gaisha cemetery. If the Pshad is that we're Chashuvin Lefanecha K'Mesim, we're like Mesim in front of you, so then you could even go to Kivri Akum. Whereas if it's to be Ma'ir, that the Mesim should daven for us, so then that's going to be Dafka by Yiddish cemetery, not going to be by Kivri Akum. Either way, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura, and Simen Tavkuf Ayin Tes, and Sifka and Yedalid, Kavchaim as well, and Simen Tavkuf Nun Tes, and Sifka and Pe Aleph, they both say that nowadays we don't go to Kivri Akum, because nowadays the Goyim typically put their religious symbols by their Kvarim, and therefore it's inappropriate for a Yid to go to Kivri Akum. Lamaisa, the place can point out from this Gemara a very fascinating thing. First of all, you see from this Gemara, this is one of the earliest Makairis that you find to the concept of going to a Beis HaKvaris. It's not a new thing. To go to a Beis HaKvaris, to daven, is not a new thing. It's not some, something that people made up recently. This is something that went on already, Bizman da Avais even. This Makairis that Yaakov Avinu put Kever Rachel, Dafka, on the road, so that Klal Yisrael should daven on their way out to Galus. There's Makairis that Yosef HaTzadik, that on his way to Mitzrayim, he stopped by Kever Rachel, and he davened. So you see Makairis, early Makairis in Chazal already for this concept of going to a Beis HaKvaris to daven. However, it's very, very important to point out one really, really critical piece of information, a halacha, and that is that it's completely usur for a person to go to a Beis HaKvaris and daven to the Mason. That the place can point out is completely usur. It's an issa d'araisa of avodah zarah. To go to a Mason and say, oh, give me this, help me with my parnasa, whatever it is, to go to the Mason as if the Mason is the one who provides the Yeshua, that's an issa d'araisa of avodah zarah. Mamish completely usur. The place can point this out, that people have to be super careful when they do this, that there's an issa d'araisa of avodah zarah to go to a Beis HaKvaris. When you daven at the Beis HaKvaris, you have to be very careful with the nusach that you use to daven that the Mesha provided Yeshua. That's an issa d'araisa of avodah zarah. The opposite extreme, many Paiskim say, that all you do when you go to a Beis HaKvaris is that you're davening, and you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not even talking to the Mesh Bechlal. All you're doing is you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why are you going to the Beis HaKvaris? You're going to the Beis HaKvaris, B'schus the Tzaddik, you should be answered. You daven right next to the Tzaddik, you daven next to the, or Kivrei Avos, so that B'schus, the parent, B'schus, the Tzaddik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer your tefillah. Then there's a middle darga that the Paiskim does a machlekes about. And that is, could a person go to a Beis HaKvaris and ask, talk to the mace, you tell the mace what's going on, you talk to the mace, that the mace should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your behalf. Is that allowed? To daven to a mace is completely aser. Iser d'araisa of avodah zarah. To daven that you should get answer to HaKadosh, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everyone would agree that that's mutter. Do it by the Beis HaKvaris, b'schus the tzaddik. That everybody would agree it's mutter. What about talking to the tzaddik, talking to the Kivrei Avos, and saying to them that they should go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be a melech yasher, and that they should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that many Paiskim were very wary of. They held that it was very close to avodah zarah. They said there's no makaris in Chazal for such a thing, that you're allowed to do such a thing, and they held that such a thing a person should stay far away from. Many of these same Paiskim, they also held that a person shouldn't say certain slichos that we have, Machnisei Rachamim. They would say that you shouldn't say Barchuni L'Shalom, by Shalom Aleichem, to tell the Malachim, Barchuni L'Shalom, that you should give me a bracha. That's, we don't talk to the Mason, we don't talk to Malachim, we talk only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'schus the Tzaddik. That's what many of these Paiskim say. However, perhaps most Paiskim, and there's different Minhagim, they hold, there's a big tshuva from the Minchas Elazar about it, is that it is mutter to talk to the mace and ask the mace to be a melech yasher. And one of the makayers that they bring is our Gemara. It says that on the tainis that they would go to the Beis HaKvaris, so that the mason should go and daven for us. So you see that they went to the Beis HaKvaris for the mason to be a melech yasher. Those that hold that such a tefillah is improper, what they say is that when the Gemara says that they would go to the Beis HaKvaris, k'deshi yavakshu aleinu mason rachamim, so that the mason should daven for us, it doesn't say that they asked the mason to daven for us. That's what there's a problem to do. You're not allowed to go to the mason, talk to the mason, tell the mason to daven for you. What you do is you daven to Hashem. Now what happens is that the mace also goes and davens for you. That's something that happens mamela. But you're not allowed to talk to the mace and tell the mace to do that and ask the mace to do that. That's what these Paiskim hold as the problem, and therefore there's no raya from our Gemara. L'maisa, there are still many other Maimari Chazal which seem to say very clearly that you are allowed to talk to a mace and you are allowed to ask the mace to be a melech yasher. The Minchas Elazar brings many of them. And this tshuva that he talks about it, and I believe it's in Chelek Aleph, it's a lot of the Mamre Kaimes about this will be brought in the Reis al Halacha in the end of the week, but this is the nidin that comes largely based off this Gemara about what exactly the proper nusach hatfilah is when you go to a Beis HaKvaris. But again, it seems like most Paiskim and many people are naik to use these types of lashonis, is that they hold that it is okay to talk to the mace, to ask the mace to be a melech yasher and to daven to Hashem on your behalf. But again, it needs to be pointed out that you're not allowed to daven to a mace. To daven to a mace is completely usur. To daven to a mace to provide a Yeshua for you is completely usur. The only thing that some place can say is mutter, and perhaps maybe even that's the minig of many, is that you're allowed to talk to the mace for the mace to daven for you. That would be mutter. And even that, there's some place can hold that you should stay away from. I asked Rav Obam recently that L'chayr, according to the Paiskim that say they are not allowed to ask the mace to be a melech yasher, so there's a famous song that we say the words, Mama Rachel, cry for us again. So L'chayr, if you're not allowed to daven, if you're not allowed to talk to the mace and ask the mace to daven for you to be a melech yasher, so there should be an iser to sing the song of Mama Rachel, cry for us again. You're telling Mama Rachel, you're telling Rachel Imenu to daven for us, to cry for us. That would also be included in this iser. And L'mayis Rav Obam agreed. He said that according to the Paiskim that are machmir, so there would be a problem with singing the song. So those that don't say Machnisei Rachamim or don't say Barchuni L'Shalom perhaps shouldn't sing that song either. But again, the meaning of many is to be makel regarding this. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Mai Haroi Meiria, what does it mean, Harei Meiria? It says that Rashi brings one pshat, at least, that Harei Meiria, typically we assume, is referring to the Harei Bayis. So why is the Harei Bayis called Harei Meiria? Now this has nothing to do with the Tainis. The reason why Rashi explains that the reason why the Gemara is bringing this up now is because here also we're going to have a machlokes between Rabbi Levi Bar Chama and Rabbi Chanina, and we're not going to know who says what. So that's exactly like we just had in the previous two members of the Gemara about why we put Afer on the head of everybody and why we go to the Beis HaKvaris. There also we had a machlokes between Rabbi Levi Bar Chama and Rabbi Chanina, and we don't know who said what. Here also my Haramari. We don't know who said what. Chad Amar, one of them said that the reason why Harabayis is called Harei Meiria is because it's the har sheyatzmi menu hayra li Yisrael. It's the har that hayra came out to Klal Yisrael. Mitzion teitzei Tyra. Tyra comes from Yerushalayim, comes from Harabayis, lishchas hagozes. So that's why it's called Harei Meiria. Chad Amar, the other one said it's har sheyatzmi menu meira loiv dekoychavim. It's the har which causes the Goyim to fear us. They hear about the greatness of Klal Yisrael, of Yerushalayim. They hear about the different nisim that take place in the Beis HaMikdash, and it causes them to fear us. That's why Harei Bayis is called Harei Meiria. Hazakein Shabahen Aymer Lefnein Divrei Kavushin. The Mishnah then described that by these fasts, they would bring everything, they would bring the Aron Kodesh to the town square, and the Zakein, the elder amongst them, would say Divrei Kavushin, he would say Divrei Musar. Tan Rabbanim, we learned in the Braisa, Emyesh Zakein, Aymer Zakein. If there's an elder, so he says the Musar. Vimlav, Aymer Chacham. If there's no Zakein, so then Stam and Tamil Chacham should say the Musar. Vimlav, and if not, if there's no Tamil Chacham, there's no Zakein, so then Aymer Adam Shaltsura. So then someone, any person who has a powerful presence that people listen to him, he should be the one to say the Divrei Musar. Now ask the Gemara, Atu Zakein de Kaamri, Afogav de Lav Chachamu. When we said the Zakein should give the Musar, you think we were talking about the Zakein Amaretz, we were talking about the Zakein who's a Chacham. So what does the Braisa mean when it says, if there's no Zakein, so then a Chacham should say the Musar? The Zakein's also a Chacham. Amar Abaye explained that Hachik Amar, this is what the Braisa means to say. Im Yesh Zakein Vehu Chacham, Aymer Zakein Vehu Chacham. If there's an elder who's also a Chacham, so then he should say the Divrei Musar. And if there's no Zakin that's a Chacham, so then Aymer Chacham, so then even a Chacham who's not a Zakin should say the Musar. And if there's no Chacham, so then Aymer Adam Shaltsura. That's what the Braisa means to say. And what does he say? He says, Achenu, Lay Sak V'tainis Garmim, Elachuva Maisim Tayvim Garmim. It's not the sackcloth, it's not the fasting that causes there to be rain, that causes Hashem to answer us. It's the Tshuva. Those are just the externals that are Ma'ir the Pnimis, but ultimately it's the Pnimis that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept our Tfilas. It's the Tshuva, the like we find by Nineveh. It doesn't say by Nineveh that Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasts, and then he accepted their tshuva. Ella, what does it say? It says it says he saw their tshuva, he saw their ma'asim tovim, that they were doing tshuva, and that's why he accepted it, not because of the externals. Now that we mention the tshuva of Nineveh, so the Gemara just goes on to bring some more psukim over there by Nineveh. The pasuk says, "V'yiskasu sakim ma'adav abehemo," which sounds almost like that they put sackcloth on the people and also on the animals. Now, that doesn't make sense. You would put sackcloth on the animals. So may have avdi. So says the Gemara, what exactly were they doing? Says the Gemara that asri abehemo isluchud v'savlad isluchud. What they did was is that they tied up the mothers by themselves and the children by themselves. They kept the mothers away from the children of the behemoths, and Amru Lefanav, and they said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Emeinu Ata Merachim Aleinu, in Anu Merachim Aleilu, that if you don't have mercy on us, so then we're not going to have mercy on the behemoths, which sounds almost like they're being like terrorists. They're holding the behemoths hostage, saying, if you don't have mercy on us, we're not having mercy on them. Rashi explains that, no, that's not what was going on. Rather, what they were saying is that just like you expect us to have mercy on them, so you should also have mercy on us. It wasn't like a threat. They weren't holding the behemoth hostage. It was just a way of davening. Lashon of Rashi over here is kolayim, as if to say, kishem sha'at ha'aymer l'rachim al'elu, just like you say to have mercy on the animals, t'chsev rachmav al'komasov, kain t'rachim al'enu, so you should also have mercy on us. Says the Gemara right there now, that v'yikru el alakim bechazaka. It says that they called out to Hashem with chazaka, with strength. So my Amr, what exactly were they telling Hashem? Amru lefanim, they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said like this. They said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Olav v'sheinu Olav, you have a person that's oppressed, and you have a person that's not. You have a tzaddik v'rasha. Mi nidcha b'fnei mi. So who usually gives in to who? who obviously you're the tzaddik, you should be giving in to us, and therefore even though it might be true that we're not deserving, but you should give in to us anyways. And it says that everyone did tshuva, and from the gezel that was in their hands, from everything that they stole, they gave back. What exactly does it mean? From the chamos that was in their palms, Amar Shmuel says that afilu gazel marish ubanoi bebiram. Even if he stole a beam, a person at that time, even if he stole a beam and he built it into his house, so now it's crazy to get the beam back. He's going to have to demolish his whole house. Mekaka kol abira kula umachzer marish ubaylov. He destroyed his whole house in order to return the beam to its rightful owner. That's how far they went to do their tshuva. Now Amar Avada Barava. On this topic of tshuva, says Rav Adi Bar Ava that adam sheyesh biyado avera umizvade avenu chayzer ba. If a person has an avera in his hand and he does vidoy, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did this, and he does mischarit, and he's mekabel, he's not going to do it again. Ve'inu chayzer ba, but then he still has the aveira in his hand. Let's say by gazel, he still has the gazel in his hand. L'mahu daima, what's he comparable to? La'adam shetayfe sheretz biyadai, to a person who holds a dead bug, a dead sheretz in his hand, which is metamehim. Shafilu taivav b'chol meimai sheba'olam, even if he goes, while he's holding the sheretz, and he taivals himself, and all the waters in the world, la'asalat tfil. No, tefillah is not going to help him because he's still holding the sheretz. He didn't. He's still doing the avera. Zarkoi, but once he does tshuva, once he throws away the sheretz, zarkoi miyadoi. So then, kevan shetavo barbam sa. So then, all he needs is 40 sa. It's very simple. And miyad also like tefillah. The tefillah will help him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, umayde va'ayzev yirucham. That Kadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on those that they admit and they va'ayzev and they leave and they let go of the avera. Va'aymer, and the pasuk says, nasal vaveinu al kapayim el kelba shamayim. That's not just enough to raise our hands. You have to be nasa levavenu. You have to also lift up your hearts. You have to do tshuva. You have to give up on the avera. And then, even 40 sa, even so to speak, a small mice of tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch will accept. The Mishnah then said that amdu betfila, that they would then daven shmon esrei, and by chazar sashatz, so they were mayrid and lefnei ateva, azakin, vechulu, so they had someone who was older. And the Mishnah went through all the different criteria that were needed for the chazan on this taina. So Tanur Rabbanan will learn in the Braisam, that amdu betfila afa pishiyesham zakin v'chacham, and then when they went and they davened, even if they had someone that was a zakin and a chacham, they had someone that was mamish, he was a huge tam chacham, he was old, he would seem like the perfect chazan, emay ridin lefnei ateva ela adam haragil. They had to be makbid that they would only let daven in front of the amma, they would only let be the chazan someone who was ragil, someone who knew the tefillah very well, knew the neschais, and he was able to daven like that, even though they were sacred, they were giving up on having the chazakin and the chacham be the chazan. Rabbi Yehuda says, other criteria of the chazan is that he has to be a matupal, ve'en loy, he has to be someone who has dependents, someone who has children, and he doesn't have parnasa to support them, and this way he's gonna daven better, v'yesh lo yegia besodeh, he has to be someone that he works in the fields, I mean we want someone dafka that directly needs the rain, ubeisei reika, and his house is empty, which seems to mean also that he doesn't have parnasa, he's poor, which we'll see in the Gemara, what's the difference between that and ein loy. We said matupal ve'en loy, he has children and he doesn't have funds to support them with. And now we're saying ubeisei reika, which seems to mean the same thing, that he doesn't have the funds, we'll see in the Gemara. He has to have a nice voice. Shval berach, and he has to be an anav. People like him. So we'll see really what Pirkei Na'ah means when we get to the Gemara. Means that he has a sweet voice and a nice voice. He knows how to follow a tune. He has to be very fluent in Tanakh, as much of the tefillah comes from Tanakh. He also has to be a baki in the different midrashos, the halachos, and agadais, perhaps to understand what he's saying. Ubaki b'chol ha-brachos kulan, and he has to be a buck in all the brachos. V'yavu b'rabbanin einayu v'rabbi Yitzchak parami. When the rabbanim were giving over all the different criteria of the chazan, so they put their eyes on Rabbi Yitzchak parami that he has all these criteria. Now ask the Gemara, hainu metupa ve'enlai, hainu beis ha-reikam. Like we asked, that metupa ve'enlai is the same thing as beis ha-reikam, that he doesn't have parnas, he doesn't have funds to support his family. Rav Chista, then no, when we say beis ha-reikam, we don't mean that he doesn't have funds, we don't mean his bank account, rather his house is empty, means zehu shebeis ha-reikam in ha-avera. It means that he doesn't have many averas, that he's clean from averas. His house is empty from averas. Upir kainaya. What does it mean that he has a nice perek? Amar Abaye, Zeshalo Yatsa Shem Rabbi Altusai. It means that he never had a bad reputation. Ha'isali nachlasi ka'arye beyar nasno lai bekoilo al kein senesia. So what's this pasuk? This is when Yirmiyah was davening to Hashem, and he had just asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu why it is that he allows the Rasham to be so successful and Klal Yisrael is not being answered. So Hashem responds with this pasuk. He says that Ha'isali nachlasi ka'arye beyar nasno lai bekoilo al kein senesia. Because you are nasno lai bekoilo, that's why I hate them. So my nasna lai bekayla. What does it mean? Nasna lai bekayla. Amar marzutra bar tovia. Amar rav. Amar rabbi chama. Amar rabbi lazar. Zeshli achzibur hayayir lufnei ateva sheinai hagun. It's referring to a chazan that's not proper. That he's kayla arev. That you were nasna lai bekayla. That all you gave me was a chazan that has a nice voice. All he had was the nice voice. He didn't have any of the other criteria. That's not a proper chazan. To have a chazan that just has the nice voice but he doesn't have anything else. Al kein senesia. That's why they're not being answered because you're not putting up a good chazan.